first Milwaukee residents will head to the polls this spring, first in February for a primary race and again in April for the general election to choose a mayor. The race will pit incumbent Tom Barrett against some well-known challengers.
Joining us to discuss the race and the issues that will bring voters to the polls is Mary Spicuzza. She's a reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, can you run down who are the candidates in this race for mayor of Wisconsin's largest city?
Sure. There's Mayor Tom Barrett, who is running for his fourth term in office. He's being challenged. He has three challengers. Two are longtime aldermen, Alderman Bob Donovan and Alderman Joe Davis. And then there's actually a political newcomer who is just 30 years old and has never run for public office or held public office before.
Well, let's run across the ideological spectrum here. Tom Barrett, not a stranger to people around Wisconsin, of course, longtime mayor there, former congressman, Democratic candidate for governor a couple times.
Right, twice.
Twice, yeah. So can you run through the rest of the field, though?
Sure. So he obviously has the highest profile and is the only one who's run for statewide office. He's very well known, and he has won his he won his first election and then his two following re-elections by quite healthy margins. And he is facing two longtime veterans who have been around City Hall for quite a while and are quite known to City of Milwaukee, not so much outstate, but certainly around here. And then the third political newcomer who really is just kind of new to the scene, and a lot of people don't know too much about him and are starting to hear about him now. But Mayor Barrett is, most people say he's a nice guy. A lot of people like him. And I think all of his opponents are saying that about him, but they're also criticizing him, especially over public safety and the spike in homicides that Milwaukee experienced over the last year. Also, there's been a rash of car thefts and fatal crashes involving stolen cars. Also, economic development is something that comes up quite a bit. He's really led kind of a renaissance in downtown development, but a lot of his critics and his opponents are saying that they want to see the neighborhoods benefiting more from that economic development. They want to see local people getting jobs. They want to see, there's just been a lot of concern about disparity and poverty in the city, and they don't feel like the development downtown is spreading into those neighborhoods.
Well, and getting to the other candidates some more, Bob Donovan is a name that I think appears a lot in coverage of Milwaukee issues. He's often critical of policing and the way it's done in the city, a lot of other issues.
Right.
Would it be fair to characterize him as a more conservative challenger here?
That would be. And he has the endorsement of the Milwaukee Police Officers Union. Davis has the endorsement of the firefighters. You know, obviously both of those groups have clashed with Mayor Barrett over the years, especially over the residency requirements and whether they need to live in the city of Milwaukee. So those weren't terribly surprising of endorsements. But yes, I mean, Bob Donovan recently over plowing, over policing, I would say he rarely passes up on an opportunity to criticize Mayor Barrett on his policies.
Well, you started to get into the issues in this race, and for people around the state, something that's been front and center was last year's homicide total. This is something that got attention around the state, around the country, as part of a wider urban trend in some cities. Is this something that you see people really thinking about when it comes to a mayoral election over the next few months?
Yeah, I think that when you're seeing just day after day of reports of somebody being killed or shot, it obviously raises a lot of concerns. And Milwaukee is not the only city in the nation that had a spike in homicides last year, but it was one of a group that really experienced a pretty severe spike. And some of them are domestic violence, but often there's gangs or drugs or random shootings, and it's I think it has a lot of people concerned.
And then another issue that again has been on the minds of people around the state is the Milwaukee Bucks Arena, whether it would be funded, how much funding it would get from the state to the county, and of course the city. Is this something that you think the candidates will be sparring over, that voters are still wondering how exactly it's all going to play out?
I think so, although all of the candidates who were in office at the time, so aside from the man who's never held public office, all of them the aldermen voted for the funding, and Mayor Barrett obviously supported it. And I think they will say, you know, in their minds, they're supporting economic development, and this new arena will bring jobs and spur more growth and really kind of be part of this downtown renaissance. You know, there are a lot of people who say that the owners of the Bucks are wealthy enough and they can pay for their own arena, and that the public shouldn't be subsidizing it with taxpayer dollars.
Talking to Mary Spicuzza from Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, previewing the race for mayor in Milwaukee, a high profile, a big news or whatever happens for people around the state, a longtime incumbent there, Tom Barrett. So Tom Barrett has won previously by pretty big margins, as you mentioned earlier. What does the money look like in the race? It's hard to talk about any campaign race for anything these days without showing us the money. What are we seeing so far?
We are seeing that Tom Barrett has a lot of money. He has more than $800,000 in his campaign coffers for cash on hand. He is that is dramatically more than any of his opponents. Alderman Donovan, you know, obviously he's well known. He's also running for re-election to his seat as alder, which is a bit unusual to be running for two seats at once. And he's actually even put out flyers in his district saying, "Vote for me for both offices." He had about $27,000 cash on hand at the end of last year, and Joe Davis had actually a little bit less than that, with about nearly $25,000, and James Matthew had more like $6,000. So it is not even close when you look at just the money.
And how does an urban election, a big city election like this, differ from, say, a statewide election or a congressional election? How does the retail politics of running for mayor work in a city like Milwaukee?
I think, you know, a lot of it, a lot of the candidates are getting out in public, doing public events, kind of trying to get FaceTime with voters. There are groups who say, you know, elections shouldn't be about personality, they should be about issues, and we want people to be focused on the issues. However, this is not, you know, this isn't coming up during, this isn't like a presidential race turnout, and so I think that there are going to be people who just say, like, well, I like Mayor Barrett, he's a nice guy, I'll vote for him. And I think that there are some groups now who are trying to kind of raise people's awareness on what's going on with public safety, what's going on with education, what's going on with economic development. But I think personalities always come into play in these things.
Well, you mentioned low voter turnout, and these February primaries, spring general elections are well known for not having the kind of turnout the fall elections do. So can endorsements make a difference? You mentioned those police and fire union endorsements. Is that something that if you can motivate a small but significant portion of the population, it can help swing a race like this?
I think it can have an effect. I don't know about swinging a race. I think that, you know, I would be very surprised if I saw long lines and people not getting to vote because they have to wait too long. I think it's going to be, which is good for people who are voting. It'll be faster for them. But I don't really see people necessarily flooding to the polls just over an endorsement from one group or the other on this one.
Now, speaking of polls, there isn't the kind of intense polling that we'll see, certainly for the presidential election, even for, you know, a race for governor or U.S. Senate, as we'll have this fall. But is there a sense that, hey, people have elected Mayor Barrett in the past, they're likely to do so again?
I think so, especially when you look at the money, and he's obviously not just spending tons of money now heading into the primary, and so he will likely, once the primary is over, he will likely head into that spring election with probably a very good amount of money, pretty similar to what he has now. And so I think that he will be able to get his message out. I don't want to say that he will be elected or reelected by the margin that we've seen in previous elections, but I can't imagine that he's necessarily lying awake at night worried about whether he's going to be surpassed in campaign fundraising at this point.
At the state level, Governor Walker ran for president. His popularity, his approval in the state took a hit, apparently because of that run, taking him out of the state. Tom Barrett ran for governor twice. Was there ever any sense that that hurt him in the eyes of Milwaukeeans?
I think there were some people who felt like he had just gotten reelected as mayor and then turned around and was running for governor in the recall, and that there were some people who were thinking, like, well, do you really want to be mayor? But I don't think that we've seen any anything to show that his popularity has taken a hit the way that Governor Walker's popularity has taken a hit in the state. And, you know, obviously there's more polling coming from Marquette and other areas, but I would be very, very surprised if Mayor Barrett's approval ratings were anywhere as low as Governor Walker's at this point.
Tom Barrett has had a fairly long run as mayor. He could add another term on. Is that putting him in the record books yet in Milwaukee, or have we seen longer serving mayors there?
Yeah, no, I think Mayor Myers still has him beat on that one, and it would probably take him a while to get there, and he might want to think about retiring before he gets that close. But, you know, I guess we'll have to wait and see how long he wants to keep trying to run.
Now, in a lot of smaller communities, maybe that run for mayor or city council or board of supervisors isn't the talk of the town, it isn't the big buzz. Is it in a city like Milwaukee? Are people excited about this is really the biggest race in the state, apart from the state Supreme Court. Is there a lot of buzz about this one in the city?
You know, I think it. We kind of expected it to heat up a little bit more after the holidays. And honestly, the other campaigns, while they've criticized him on the homicide rate or on public safety or more recently on snow plowing, we haven't seen we haven't seen extremely aggressive campaigns from the others in terms of laying out a platform of, if I'm elected mayor, this is what I would do to take on the homicide rate, or, you know, anything that kind of resembles very detailed platform. So presumably we'll see that in the weeks and months ahead, but it has been, I would say, it's not exactly jumped to the front of everybody's radar at this point.
Mary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I've been talking to Mary Spacuzza. She's politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, giving us an overview there of the upcoming Milwaukee mayoral race.